Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We take perfectly healthy marriages and put them through the grinder. That is great mate to me.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
What do we have, Hack?
A lovely couple today. Josh and Taylor are debating their nanny might be too good at her job.
Okay.
So we're scraping the bottom of the barrel now.
Okay.
Taylor won the toss. She gets to go first. Taylor?
Yay.
Yay. Why don't you like your great nanny?
Well, I just don't think it's appropriate that she's been having my kids, you know, now that I've been at work and we hired a nanny. They've been calling her Mommy Amber.
They've been calling her Mommy Amber?
Yeah. Yeah, that she's been having her.
Her name is Amber.
Yeah, her name's Amber.
You think she put them up to that?
I do. I don't think they came up with it. I think she had them call her that.
Have you asked?
I haven't. I just think it's really inappropriate.
Okay.
And I'm just worried it's going to confuse my kids.
Okay, can I don't know how much information you want to give on the air about this. Can we at least get a wheelhouse of how old your kids are?
Oh, yeah. I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Okay. So
they're young.
I don't want to ruin the argument right away, but there's a certain point. I remember when my kids were little, everyone who had gray hair was grandpa. Everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a little different than mommy, though.
Yeah.
Mommy is you have one mommy.
Yeah, because I thought everyone's aunt or uncle. Aaron gets around my kids, it's Aunt Aaron. It's Aunt, Uncle Slacker.
You just anybody. Aunt, any,
but who, not.
Not Daddy Slacker?
I don't even want to say it.
Or Poppy Slacker.
Wow, you really hung up there, man.
Yeah, I don't want my nanny to be an extension of the family.
Oh, you don't want that?
Not in this way, no.
Okay, so, let's get Josh in and then we'll talk about solutions. Josh?
Yay.
Yay.
How are you?
What's your side? You like that she's calling, the kids are calling her mommy, or?
Yeah, I mean, my wife is being insecure, really. Our nanny does motherly things, and it's just normal with a nanny, you know?
Okay, Josh, so we're going to hire a male nanny for you, and when your kids start calling him daddy whatever, you're going to be okay with that?
No, but, it's just the kids, they're young. They're going to grow out of it, and, eventually they'll know that, it's just a word.
It's not just, wow, dude. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody throw a great mate debate away this fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honey, I did not choose to go back to work so that my kids could call somebody else their new mommy.
Didn't she, they're not saying new mommy. They're just saying mommy.
I don't know if it matters.
It does, because new mommy implies replacement. Mommy just says...
it's like calling somebody an uncle or something, you know.
It's not like calling someone an uncle.
It feels like they're saying new mommy.
Okay. Okay.
You're just being insecure.
Okay.
Not say that again.
Question. Do they say this? Like, do you have the kids said it in front of you and...
Yes, they said it in front of... Yeah. They said it in front of me, my husband. It was just
in
so...
what context?
Was the nanny there? Like, did she correct them?
Mm. No.
Oh.
Like, what? Can you put a sentence together where your kid in your presence goes, step aside, mom. I want to talk to mommy Amber. Like, what are they saying?
They say things like, well, mommy Amber would do that.
Oh, comparison stuff. That's
we might have a problem.
303-222-5423. Call or text with advice or what? So you want to fire her? Is that where you're at?
Absolutely. 100%.
Fire her because your kids...
I would want to get more info, but it definitely seems like boundaries are being crossed.
By the kids.
Do you guys have like a, this is probably unethical, a camera?
That's not unethical to have a camera in your house.
So if there was a camera in the home and you could watch and see if she really is being like, remember it's mommy Amber, like maybe she's trying on your clothes when you're not home.
What? This is exactly why you should not, like, your worry goes seven levels.
She's giving, what is there some movie where they, like, want to become?
Yeah, she's not doing anything. She's doing motherly things.
Okay. And if you get rid of her, you're going to be looking for someone who's not as good of a, like, who the kids aren't as comfortable with.
Yeah, is that what you want, Taylor? Yeah. You want her to suck a little? You want her to be, like... less nurturing.
She wants her to be a nanny, not a mom. There's a difference. Yes.
I also struggle because I do think that like nannies become a part of the family.
Yeah. I don't.
I also had good friends who I called their mom.
What?
Like growing up.
Of
hey,
course.
Mom.
You do. In? But yeah. That's more of a teenage thing or whatever you're going over. Yeah. Is like,
thanks,
hey, mom. Thanks,
yeah.
Mom.
And yeah. I thought they liked it, you know.
But if your mom heard that, what you think she would do?
I think my friends called her mom too. I think it was just that. Yeah. I know it's not the same, but I don't know.
Wouldn't you be bummed if your kids started calling someone else like mom and dad?
So
yeah, that I wouldn't like that.
Josh, so your solution is just to stick with this, and I don't want to say the words that you've been saying, but like have your wife work through this.
Of course. Look, the kids have grown a strong relationship with our nanny, and you know, for whatever word they want to use to call her by, that's fine with me. It's just the whole process of finding someone new that's just irritating, you know. And it's just, you know,
Josh, do you love your wife?
I'll just stick with our nanny. She's a great nanny, and the kids love her, and there's no reason to find someone new. There's no reason to fire her.
I mean, that's true. The kid, like, I don't know what it's like to lose a nanny. I never had a nanny. Like, are the kids going to be
attached? Yeah.
Yeah.
My kids still talk. We had
They're
nannies
have
move
to find
on.
Somebody
and, like,
brand new.
They still talk about
it. I'm also wondering, they're not just calling her mommy. I think that would be more if it's like, that's mommy and
mommy
that's like, it's
names.
Mommy Amber. It's mommy Amber. You know, it's not
like she's breastfeeding them.
Okay.
That
Josh?
You know of.
Well, I'm 5 and 3, right? But also,
she's wearing Taylor's clothes.
Oh my God, you're making it so much worse.
I'm sorry.
Taylor, understandably, this is a hot button. And like when you switch the roles and make it, if my kids were saying daddy to somebody, that would drive me nuts. But at the same time, when you get somebody who you, I've always said, like, if you can afford to have a parent stay home, you'll never be able to afford to pay somebody to love your children the way you do.
Right.
But this person is obviously very nurturing to the point that the kids recognize it and call her mommy. That's a good thing.
Mommy Amber, not just mommy.
Right. Mm.
I don't know. There's just boundaries. I feel like things are being pushed. I'd love to hear what other people think.
Yeah.
Hang on tight. We're going to get you a jury and we'll let you react to whatever happens there. it's not like you go through the interview process and you're like, this person's good, but then all of a sudden they just reek of weed, or they just seem a little too weird on one front or another. When you find somebody, yeah, you cling with everything.
But did you find somebody, if the boundaries are being crossed, that would be a reason to move on.
Or is it the kids?
That's
are
what
they
going
to hire a new person and they're like, okay, now mommy Erica.
Yeah.
And it's like, is it just the kid? I don't know.
If she encouraged them to say that,
she didn't.
Of course.
Well, I guess we don't know for sure.
We don't. And if Taylor's not going to talk to her about it, then
the not correcting them is something, but also is it, I don't know.
All right. Are we finding a new nanny, or are we okay with mommy Amber as a nanny name? 303-222-5423.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate. It's kind of super touchy subject between Taylor and Josh. She went back to work. They hired a nanny. And the kids are calling the nanny mommy.
Mm-hmm.
But mommy, yeah. Amber.
Right.
Like,
they're
not calling
just
her
saying
mommy.
Right.
So, Taylor, Josh, feel free to jump in with the jury members and we'll get kind of a read on what the people... Do you want to read the text?
Yes.
I don't know if we want to say this one out loud, but we might as well just get it out there.
I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there, and if people want to comment on it, go for it. The text says, the real mom needs to quit her job and be a mom. The nanny is being more of a mom than the real mom. Oof. I'm sorry. I didn't know that women weren't allowed to work anymore. Yeah.
Ouch. Jesus. Are we in the 1920s?
I'm with you.
That's
like, why doesn't the dad quit his job then?
You don't want the dad raising the just.
That is a problem in its own.
You guys are just built to be more nurturing. You know that.
I like that you're a little bit scared of me right now. I feel like
I'm not a little anything. Cheryl.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm totally on her side. That nanny needs to go. And,
oh, just fire?
Yeah, in addition to that, I would wonder why dad's so flippant about mom's insecurities. And what's he got going on with the nanny, too?
Yep.
Why are we
shaking
so
down to
my children calling somebody else mom? What do you got going on with the nanny? How close have you gotten?
Josh?
It's not even like that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, Cheryl. That's
Cheryl. Okay. I love you.
No, but
do you want to come over?
But I still.
I'm a very secure female, and it's my husband who does that to me, not my children. I was a very secure mother, and my husband did that for me, not my children. He made me feel secure in all of my roles, and when I had a problem, he validated my problem and helped me find a solution. Didn't look at me and say, "You're just being insecure. Find something to get over it." That's not a husband, that's not a partner, and that's not somebody who's supporting his wife.
Thank you for
everyone
the call.
Everyone should have
I'm
a husband like hers.
Two people.
Wow. Thank you. We can be friends.
Patrick?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
So overall, I'm on with mom's side. And just from a dad and a husband, nobody, even if it's a passive remark, nobody is equal to my wife or the mother of my children. That's it.
But what if it's in the eyes of your children?
Totally fine. It's just a minor course correction. The husband has a quick chat with the maid. Mom has a quick chat with the kids. We solve this problem together and we move forward. Just a little, I don't think, I'm not cool with firing this poor girl because we don't really know what happened. And even if she was a little bit involved, let it go. Pull your jets. You're the mom. You rock. But the dad has a quick conversation with the kids. Or with the maid, the mom has a quick conversation with the kids, a little readjustment and alignment of boundaries, and we're back in the game. It is that simple.
Wow. Thank you for the call.
But we do honor the role of mothers. And no, that's why we have auntie, grandma, because they're a little bit removed. Mom, yeah. It's too close. It's too sacred. That's it.
Wow. Thanks, Patrick. Is anybody frightened by how well-adjusted the people who listen to this show are?
Yeah.
We're just their little daily dose of not.
Okay. Yeah.
Talk to them.
What? No way. Brittany?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am on his side. And let me explain. I am a mom that has a nanny. We have two small children that are a little bit younger than theirs. One, it's really, really difficult to come by a good nanny in the Denver metro area. Really difficult. If this is the only thing that she is doing that is making them upset, draw some boundaries. Tell her it's not okay and move on. And two, something that I picked up in her voice is that she has a little bit of animosity and like kind of she's upset about having to go back to work. And if this is underlining, triggering like her being upset by this situation, like her and her husband need to sit down and talk about what's really going on there because it sounds like there's some unspoken issues with her going back to work.
Is that true, Taylor?
Yeah, I mean, this is not making it easy at all.
Right. Okay. Because there is a point, thank you for the call, Brittany, where you have to ask yourself, is it worth it for me to go to work and miss out on all this stuff? For some people, the work is like the fulfilling thing.
Yeah, but that doesn't even feel like a fair question because no man has a baby and then goes, is it, well, okay, not no man, but right, almost no men go, well, should I even work anymore?
I don't think the women would allow that. Right? I would not try to suggest that to my wife. That wouldn't go over well.
But if, this is not the case, if I was making more money than my husband and he said like, well, instead of a nanny, I could just not work and we could live off that. Go for it.
I think you're this is really tense in this room right now, but I like.
But you're saying like, you have to have that conversation. No, you don't.
I'm going
to
say this. This happened in my life with my ex-wife and it's like she was defined by her job and then she was a stay-at-home mom. And then there was a certain point where she was defined by being a stay-at-home mom in a negative way. And I was like, you have to go back to work. Yeah. Not because you're a bad mom, because you're starting to become less of a human, the type of human you used to be. And then she was like, can I? And I'm like, yeah, go.
No, but why are we even like suggesting the moms have to stay home?
We're not, but if she wants to, because that woman was suggesting there seems to be animosity, like Taylor doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And it makes it worse. If you don't want to be there and then someone is getting the credit for being the mom, that's two strikes.
Then Josh needs to get a better job.
Oh my God. One more, Tiak. Who do you want me to take?
You can take Andrea.
Okay. Andrea.
Hi.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the side of the wife. I have to say that be in love in his voice is telling me that he's either having a thing for the nanny or there's already a thing going on.
People watch too many. Like,
so opposed.
I'm with Andrea.
thank you for the call. It's overwhelming, right?
Like, yeah, most people. But a lot of people said they work at a like a preschool or something like that. And it is.
It happens.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
Taylor, if you want it, she's fired.
Yeah, it's definitely something I think is best.
Okay, well, good luck, you guys. Amber, if you're listening, update your resume.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.